Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we've got to talk some more about Erica Kirk. I recently made a video on this channel talking about this super viral video, one of the most viral videos I've seen in a while, Drewski making fun of Erica Kirk. Drewski is essentially a comedian, and he made this very, very funny video about Erica Kirk. And there was obviously already a lot of noise around this. I've made several videos here on the Adam Mockler channel about Erica Kirk and all the, you know, kind of controversy we always hear about her and some Turning Point USA people leaving and people questioning the direction of Turning Point USA and all this stuff. And Donald Trump seemed to suggest today that Erica Kirk should sue Drewski. So I want to talk about all this, give you guys some updates. Before we get into it, though, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I make a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, there's a link to my YouTube channel right down below if you want to check it out. Here on the Adam Mockler channel, getting closer and closer to 2 million subscribers. So it'd mean a lot if you subscribe to this channel, hit like on this video, and maybe subscribe to my channel if you feel so inclined. I know I'm asking a lot of you, but Adam and I truly appreciate you guys so much. Like, I wake up every single day so grateful that I'm able to do this and talk about what I love, which is politics. So, once again, thank you guys so much. I hope you're having a good week. Let's get right into this. First of all, Tim Pool, who's a big right-wing commentator you may be familiar, was talking about a lot of the noise around Erica Kirk recently, and this is very fascinating. Take a listen.
I just want to say that we are dealing with what I would describe as mass formation psychosis. I recommend any one of you go on the threads and just look at content related to Erica Kirk. I wouldn't be surprised if she were to walk out on the street, somebody would just beat her to death. The amount of psychosis on threads and coming from the left and largely just women has freaked me out. I was so when you go on Instagram, it'll recommend threads to you. And usually the threads that I get recommended, like, let me pull one up. It's usually like, I don't know, Star Trek memes or something. Let's see if I can get recommended a thread and see what it tries to give me. And it's funny because whenever I want it to recommend threads, it won't do it. Now it's just recommending Malcolm in the Middle videos.
Give me that thread.
And it's not loading. But I'll go on threads. And then I saw a post from some random woman with like 7,000 followers. And she said, God help me, Erica Kirk, you will get what's coming to you. Mark my words. And I'm like, what the does that mean? And then I start scrolling through these posts and it's women being like as veiled of death threats that could be. And I'm like, this is just all over threads. Just there is a mass formation psychosis around this woman that makes literally no sense.
Okay. Very interesting there from Tim Pool. I'm not sure it's, let me know what you think of that in the comments down below. I'm not sure it's like that wild. Obviously, Tim Pool, a pretty dishonest person. If you're familiar with his content, a big kind of Trump figure, you know, claiming it makes no sense. So much of the noise around Erica Kirk. I mean, it does make sense, though. It makes a lot of sense, all the noise around Erica Kirk, especially when it comes to this skit. I mean, there's at least some, obviously, comedy comes from any given comedy skit. There's some amount of truth in it. That's what makes it funny. And so obviously this video going so viral that Drewski made has some amount of truth in it. Let me play this video from Donald Trump today. So he's talking at the White House about Easter. A truly religious man, Donald Trump is, as I know many of you know. That was obviously sarcasm. Take a listen to this.
A thing called Happy Easter. Do we have that? Everyone happy? Anybody that doesn't want, hello, darling. Wow, this is a good table. I like that table. You're doing well, right? Okay. I think you should sue him, but, you know. I told her, you ought to sue somebody. They're so jealous of Erica. I said, you ought to sue their ass. I can say it. You're not allowed to say this. You have to be nicer. Sue their ass off.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm being generous when I say that Donald Trump suggested that she sue Drewski, quote, you should sue him. I don't know who else he could possibly be talking about in this clip. And again, first of all, the party of make comedy legal again, the party of, you know, the left are such snowflakes and we just joke around. And now, you know, when it's back at them, it's like we should sue. Okay. And also the party of small government, obviously Donald J. Trump being the president, often suggesting that he will sue, or not suggesting, he has sued media companies and all sorts of groups and figures. Really unprecedented, this rising executive authority and Donald Trump using the levers of government to go after people who disagree with him, especially private businesses, private citizens. And so it's like, it's so disgusting. It's so gross. And again, excuse me, the outrage around this makes me so mad, because the same week that this skit was released, Donald Trump posts on True Social about Robert Mueller dying, a decorated vet, a man who served in the FBI. The Mueller report, you know, did his job investigating ties to Russian interference and Donald Trump, and he passed away recently. And Donald Trump posting, quote, Robert Mueller just died. Good. I'm glad he's dead. And the right had nothing to say about such heinous, horrible words. They're all super upset about this skit, but nothing to say about Donald J. Trump. I'm just like, they don't believe in anything. Real tears. Drewski did irreparable damage to this brand. This is somebody speaking at CPAC. And the only thing that came of this was so many posts about how it was Drewski. You see, like, is that Drewski, you know, ratioing this original post, this person speaking at CPAC looking oddly like Drewski in the makeup. Let's go back so I can re-remind you of this skit. It's kind of funny, gotta admit. Let's take a look.
Get on your feet, boy!
Raging in Iran.
We're praying for all the soldiers and troops.
That's great that you're praying, but
how about all the kids that died when the USA hit the towers?
It broke my heart. That is the oh.
In what ways have you grown closer to Jesus?
I serve a righteous God. And that is why we say our prayers. We are all his children. But when I say children, I mean like the holy blessed Trinity, which is why I hold the Bible. Sweet cream foam chai ice matcha. And Bella will have all organic pup cup.
Organic?
Yes, everything organic.
Oh, say does that star sprinkle banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free.
4, 3, 7. Hannah, you good? 4, 3, 2. Hold your chest lifted.
We have to protect all men in America, especially all white men in America. Those are the boys that we care about in this country. America is built on their backs. Yes. Because they are the ones who mattered most.
Yeah, so obviously, again, I know some of you may have seen that already, but just refreshing your memory. And so many of those moments come from, like, real moments, you know? I've literally played the clip multiple times of Erica Kirk being like, you know, we need to protect men, especially, well, she says, quote, white male men, which really great grammar, obviously just so absurd. Some responses here. Despite her being taunted by small creators, we share a responsibility to know when something is too far. Her husband actually was killed a few months ago. Can you go viral with ease? You can go viral with ease, but why does it have to be at the cost of a family this time? Again, just so, like, I just, it makes me so mad. The hypocrisy. This individual on Twitter, first of all, insane. Second of all, literally was selling, this is not a lie, was posting merchandise of George Floyd's face with George Floyd's face on it and being like, look how funny this is. This guy, he doesn't believe in anything. There's believes in absolutely nothing. Of all conservative women in America, why her? This woman is still grieving. Again, Donald Trump can wish death on his political opponents. Donald Trump can say the most awful, horrible things. They don't care. Then you just have people, I can't even read this, just so gross and racist. Look, I guess it makes sense for something whose kind is doomed to hell. Twitter has become such a cesspool in the United States is, you know, the white supremacy is raging. Imagine being a, quote, fat piece of shit mocking a widow whose husband was gunned down in cold blood. Go F yourself. Again, believe in nothing. No comment on Donald Trump posting what he posted on True Social. No comment on Donald Trump ever saying the most horrible, heinous things about people. And of course, it's even ridiculous in this. That I'm saying, oh, you say something about Drewski, but not the president. One's a comedian and a private citizen, and the other one's the president of the United States. But I guess, again, that doesn't matter. That I don't even know. You know, my bar for president of the United States is I, like, have a higher bar than all these people. I'm now at their level because the bar for president of the United States is in hell. You know, we compare Trump to like any other given person in our society. What a classless video. Just she's just mourning her husband's death. This is like a meme. The accounts that you see saying this, I think that's pretty good. Somebody asking Grok, Elon Musk, AI, is this Erica Kirk? Yes, that's Erica Kirk, CEO and chairwoman of Turning Point USA. That's pretty funny. And then here on True Social, she should sue him. That's a sick human being who's full of jealous rage. Of course, again, I can't say it enough. They like the president of the United States. I mean, how it's so frustrating. And lastly, there are some Trump supporters who are at least trying to stay logically consistent. Again, the bar's in hell for this stuff. But the Nelk boys who actually endorsed Trump got a lot of flack for saying the skit was funny. Take a listen.
Drewski's new skit. I bro, think I he fucking.
Bro, it's fucking insane.
He took it to the next. How is he doing this shit now, bro? This guy is. He is on another fucking level.
Bro, it looks like he's a white dude. Chick's he's fucking top. Like, yeah, he is.
Like, Drewski.
He's got to start, like, my why dog, is he not in like, Hollywood movies everywhere?
I mean, dude, this is just, this is next level creativity and also savage and, like, ballsiness.
Yeah.
It's it fucking really is. Edgy. It's got everything to make, like, what comedy is.
But if I personally watched this compared, I love Drewski's skits. I thought this has, like, way more shock value than it was
right.
comedy. Like,
exactly.
Made me laugh.
Bro, I have not seen this yet. This is out of line.
Bro, it kind of looks like Erica Kirk if she...
Yeah, and I do have to say, lastly, again, Drewski's makeup artist is crazy. Go look up a picture of Drewski. His makeup artist did very well. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. We'll see if Erica Kirk sues Drewski. I'm like, oh, I'm so glad. I am genuinely so glad I get to do this for a living. Sometimes I chuckle because I'm so passionate about politics, but I never thought politics would turn into this. And that's obviously the fault of this guy, Donald J. Trump, that we talk about such ridiculous things every single day. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. I appreciate you watching this video. Make sure you like and subscribe down below. Check out my YouTube channel, and I will see you in the next video.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.